Joining me now in studio is Jamie Wells. She has been with the Humboldt County Library for 4.5 years, and she currently serves as a library tech and youth services. Jamie, welcome to KWNA.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Here's the biggest question that I'm sure people want to know. Is the library open?
Oh, yeah. We get that a lot. We understand that times are different, but yes, we are open. Walk-ins are available, so you can come into the library. If you need a computer, you just need an appointment for it. And we also have curbside service. We understand that some people, that is more convenient for them at this time. But yes, we are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We do close daily from 12 to 1, but trying to stay open as much as we can so we can keep serving you.
Now, speaking of services, you have all sorts of fun and interesting programs coming up, especially in February. What's this Valentine photo backdrop?
So, it's something we've done like in October, December, and we're doing it again for Valentine's. We have these wonderful little backdrops up that are down in the children's department, so you can bring your kids and do photos. Kind of makes the holiday season feel a little more special during these times to get a good photo with your kids. So that just is something we have up all month long as a passive program. We also have our blind date with the book display that's going up. So we are going to have a bunch of books all wrapped up so you can't judge a book by its cover. And you check out this book and then you take it on a date. Read it. See if you enjoy it. You rate your date. Return that card to the library and you get entered in a drawing for a prize. So just kind of a way to incentivize you to step out of the box and read something maybe you would have never read before.
Along with your date with the book and your backdrop, you also have quite a few different programs engineered towards kids. Every month you try and do some kind of a STEM-related project. What's going on during the month of February?
Oh boy, lots of stuff. So we always try and hit up an infant-related project, a youth project, a teen project, and an adult project. So these are different kits that give you all the supplies you need to create some kind of art project. Like the kids, they're making melted crayon hearts. The adults, they're doing stencil coffee mugs. So we have a Cricut that'll make stencils and you'll get the coffee mug and paint everything to do this. Each week, it kind of varies in which project is available for pickup. But all you do is call the library, Facebook message us, email us, and reserve that craft kit. And then you just have to pull up to the backside of the library in front of the children's department for curbside, and we bring it out to you. It's that simple. You have everything to do a project at home. And then once a month, we do a STEM project. So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And we have partnered with the 4-H group. Each month, we are providing something either like building, science, trying to put in a little art to it. So February, can't go wrong with chocolate. So we're going to do a little melting chocolate project where kids have to learn about reversible and irreversible change because chocolate goes from a solid to a liquid back to a solid. So it's something yummy for the kids to eat, but they're learning while they're doing it. And then the second part of that project is we're partnering with the 4-H for Operation Finding Hope. So kids get everything to make a special, like, folded up Valentine's heart. And the kids get to either give them to someone special or leave them out in the community for people to find and just see little positive notes of hope.
What are the costs to do these projects?
All of our programs are free of cost, right? That's the best word to hear is that they're free. We do have limited supplies of everything, so that's why we do ask that you reserve because they have been just flying off the shelves. But it's free. All you have to do is just reach out to us, and we will provide the service for you.
So you're located at 85 East 5th Street. What are some of the ways that people can contact you?
So, obviously, you can just come in person. You can call us at our phone number, 775-623-6388. You can email us at library@hcnv.us. Or we are very active on our Facebook page, Humboldt County Library. That's where you're going to see all sorts of different reminders popping up. Our calendar is on the Facebook page and our website, which is hcnv.us slash 351/library. That's just the county's website, so you can actually go in and find that department title.
So basically just search for, or just go to hcnv.us and they can find you.
Yep, they'll find us right there. That easy.
And your Facebook is also HCNV for Humboldt County, Nevada Library, and it's HCNV Library. One other quick addendum. There is one day that you are actually closed during the month of February.
We are. So the day after Valentine's, February 15th, is President's Day. So we are closed that Monday. So just be aware, maybe with it being a long weekend, stop in before and get your haul of books and DVDs or whatever materials you need.
Wonderful. Oh, one quick question for you. I noticed that our mobile library driver is retiring. Is there going to be somebody filling her wonderful spot? She's sorely going to be missed.
Yes. So Jenny retired in September, and recently we did hire Robin. She has this past month started going out on routes and meeting up with all the regulars, and it's been very encouraging to see how thrilled people are to see the bookmobile out and about. It was sorely missed, and we've posted our calendar. And so she's going to all those places, Paradise, Imlay, Grass Valley, everywhere in between. So check out the calendar so that you can find the routes for all of our rural areas.
And those routes and that calendar can also be found there on your Humboldt County Library.
Yep. Website, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Wonderful. Jamie, thank you so much for coming in and letting everybody know what's going on at the library this coming month.
Thank you so much for having me, and we can't wait to see you at the library.